Hi, everyone. Welcome to Natribute. We have a lot of tiny little things to say up top because this is my first episode to record live since I've been back from Japan, so I have lots to say. First, I want to say congrats to my Natribute Year 1 contest winners. That's right, baby. I threw a contest in, and I only mentioned the contest once on the air, and I put it in an ad break, and I did that to see how many entries I would get from the hardcore fans that listen to the whole ep. Okay, and listen the week they come out, and listen to my ads. So, thank you to Carolia in Toccoa, Georgia, and Cassidy in Hayward, California. They've both received their gifts already as I record this, so thank you to them both. They were randomly chosen as the winners, and thank you to everybody who entered. And listen, I didn't play around. These prizes were legit, and I think the girls are going to love them. But I just want to say thank you to everybody for entering, and my goal is to get everybody a prize, so the contest will not stop. Don't you worry. Everybody's going to win something. While I'm talking about super fans, I want to say shout out to my friend Megan Hine. I saw her at a party, and she ran over to me and said, I've listened to every episode of Natribute. I listen every Friday. And she told me, like, the 5 podcasts she listens to, and they're all big, heavy hitters, and I was honored to be in the list. So shout out, Megan! Okay, I have so much to tell y'all. So, I was just in Japan. I want to do a whole segment on Japan and my travel, but I think I'm going to tack that on to next week's ep, maybe the next week, because I'm busy, baby, and I didn't want this episode to be 4 hours long. But I will be putting up a blog on Natribute.com on Tuesday. Today is Friday if you're listening live when it comes out. Tuesday, I'm going to have a blog up, so check that out on Natribute.com. But until then, just a little tasty taste, okay? I had the best time in Japan, and I got a lot of comments on my photos. I got a lot of DMs. Y'all were sliding into those DMs, being like, Jackie, you look great in Japan. Y'all were commenting on my skin and everything. And everybody kept saying, your hair, your hair, your hair, your hair. Your hair looks great. What did you do to your hair? What's in your hair? Honey, let me just tell you, okay, that the whole time I was in Japan, I washed my hair twice. That's it, twice. And I brought one product with me, one. And all I was doing while I was in Japan was the following, okay? So I used, like, you know, crappy hotel shampoo that's probably sulfates and whatever. But my hair was looking bomb, man. So let me just tell y'all what I was doing. So first of all, we all know Jonathan Van Ness changed our lives with little tiny changes. I didn't use a satin pillowcase in Japan, but I do at home. That's a vegan silk alternative, baby. What I do now is, first of all, let me just say, I have very thin hair. Very bodiless, limp, thin hair. So my whole life, my hair is stick straight. But lately, I've been getting this vajoom going. And everybody's commenting. So what I do is, I go to sleep with my hair on top of my head in a loose top knot with a satin scrunchie, per Jonathan. Okay, I had never done that before. That's already changed everything for me. So then here's what I'm doing. There is a product called Use Me. And it's a indie company started by a woman, and she's vegan. It's all vegan, all cruelty-free. And it's called Use Me Hair. There's 4 products now. There's a shampoo, a conditioner, the mist, and now she just came out with a curl cream. But this mist, that mist, though. Okay, let me just tell y'all. So when I went to Japan, I love this so much that I poured it into like a little travel spritzer. What I do is I go to bed, I put my hair on top in the loose top knot with the satin scrunchie, and my hair is barely long enough for that. You know, I'm rocking that lob. So I got on the top, and I spray it with the Use Me Mist. This, I've tried mousses, pomades, powders, dry shampoos. I don't use any of it anymore, because all of it is within this one product, the Use Me Mist. Nothing has gotten me these results, okay? So this is what it says on the website. It says, fight frizz, heat defend, add shine, refresher, detangle, UV protectant, moisturize. Not to mention, liquid biotin vitamins add strength, health, and length to your hair. So it is a 6-in-1 mist. This mist will clean your hair in between washings. It will keep it moist. It will keep those flyaways down. All I do is I spritz it on my hair when I go to bed, and I wake up and I let my hair down, and it is looking tousled and voluminous and cute. And all y'all coming at me about my cute hair, I swear it's because of this mist. So I'm a big fan. I want everybody to know that's what I'm using. Nothing else. I do use their shampoo and conditioner as well. But when I was in Japan, I didn't have it. Just the mist. Use Me Hair Mist, okay? It's $22 for a bottle. Like I said, all vegan, cruelty-free, female-owned, indie brand based in LA, usemehair.com. I'm pretty sure that's the only place you can get it right now. So I'm very excited about that. What else do I gotta say, baby? Okay, we got some exciting news. I'm gonna say, Lauren and I have so much fun on this episode, and it took me hours and hours to make this episode guide because we dropped so many product names. So again, please use nashbeauty.com as a resource for this episode. We might say our product very quickly, and you wanna know what it was? Go to nashbeauty.com and look. Also, I wanna say, last episode guide for my episode with Michelle Ranavat, I had a honey come in here named Laura Morseman, who's a photographer. She took some pictures of us in the recording booth. Those pictures are up on that episode guide, and I didn't shout her out because I was in Japan and I did my episode guide before. So I just wanna say, Laura Morseman, photography.com. You can check her work out and you can see the pictures on nashbeauty.com of that. Okay. One more contest coming at you. You know I'm doing contests. I'm a contest queen at this point. These brands come at me and I say, yes, of course I would like to give away free shit to my listeners. Great. So, I have a lot of contests coming up. And remember, keep your ears peeled, baby, because you know I like to throw them in for the hardcore fans, okay? I might hide them. I don't post about the contests anywhere online. They're just for the loyal listeners that I appreciate. So that's why I throw those in for them. Okay, this is a contest specifically for the SoCal honeys, Southern California honeys, or those willing to travel on May 7th, which is right around the corner, from 11 to 2 p.m. in North Hollywood at Nigel Beauty, which is a great store with lots of fun products. There is going to be a beauty and complexion boot camp taught by makeup artist Carrie Herta. She is an award-winning MUA who does all of the makeup for the American Horror Story ads. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Those ads are so visually cool. You've seen like a snatched woman with like a sexy demon face with like a key going through her face. And you're like, damn, girl's looking snatched. She does the makeup for all those ads. So she's not playing around, okay? She is hosting this workshop all about complexion, making your makeup make your complexion look awesome. I'm like, honey, I need to go to this, okay? I have two tickets to give away to my honeys, okay? This workshop is sponsored by Veil Cosmetics, which is all vegan and cruelty-free. And here's how you win, okay? I need you to open up Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, maybe get it. I don't know. I would say you could email me or something. If you want, go ahead. Email me at nashbeautypod@gmail.com if you want to enter. But for those of you with Instagram, go on Instagram and follow Veil Cosmetics at Veil Cosmetics, V-E-I-L Cosmetics, okay? So follow Veil Cosmetics and then follow Natch Butte if you don't already, okay? Follow Natch Butte at Natch Butte. And then on today's episode guide, picture. I do a picture every episode with the guest, and I tag all the brands that we talk about, and I put a little collage, and I make it, and it's cute. On that photo, I want you to tag Veil Cosmetics and say whatever you want, okay? You could say, I love at Veil Cosmetics. I want to win those tickets at Veil Cosmetics. Hi, Chooch at Veil Cosmetics. Say whatever you goddamn want, okay? Just tag Veil Cosmetics and follow them and follow me. And I'm going to give one honey two tickets to the workshop. And don't forget, it is May 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in North Hollywood. So if this sounds exciting to you, your schedule can make this. I'm going to give those tickets away, baby, okay? Follow at Veil Cosmetics, follow at Natch Butte, and on the episode picture for today's episode, tag Veil Cosmetics and put something in the caption, whatever you want, okay? So this is right around the corner, so I'm going to close this contest next Friday, May 4th. As always, may the best honey win, and I will have Veil Cosmetics reach out and let you know that she won, baby. Have a great time at the workshop. Get that complexion looking cute. Okay, that's actually all I have. So, why don't we pop off? This is a great, listen, I say this every episode, but I'm being honest. This episode's super fun. And this is an episode for the fans, okay? Because Lauren Adams is a fan of Natch Butte. She gets it. She's one of us. She's a honey. We take listener calls. This is a true love story of the fans. So maybe you haven't been listening for a while. That's fine. You're busy. You got a lot going on. Tell your friends this is the episode to tune in. Now I'm going to shut up.
You are a natural beaut. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte, Natch Butte, na 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 Natch Butte. Oh yeah.
Oh, go totally crazy, a podcast lady. Cream my neck, keep my French fresh. Oh, gonna be free, yeah. Feel the way I feel. Man, I feel like a Natch Butte.
Welcome to Natch Butte, baby. It's Jackie Johnson, your host. Welcome to year two of keeping your fringe fresh. Okay, baby. To celebrate one whole year of Natch Butte in the can, I want to start sprinkling in some of the MVPs of year one, baby, okay? I always ask the audience when I get the opportunity, what's your fave episode? Who are some of your favorite kitty cats that roamed through the Natch Butte studio? I don't know why I said that, but I'm rolling with it. I'm fired up, man, okay? And TBH, I had a guest scheduled today, but this is Hollywood, babe. It's fast-paced. Things happen. And I got a text at 8 a.m. saying, I got called to set. I got a cancel on you. No shame in the game, baby. But I texted my comeback kid. I texted my ringer. And they said, I'll be there. And it's exciting because this guest was a fan favorite. And also, we've kind of become, like, pretty good friends. I'd say I kind of want to ask her if she'll go on my Find My Friends. Like, that's how close that we're getting, because everyone close to me in my life I have on my Find My Friends app, and it's sort of like, I just like seeing where they are. I know that's kind of creepy, but I feel it's like an intimacy, and so I was thinking about maybe asking her if she'd let me see her on my Find My Friends, but anyway, Lauren Adams is here!
I will, yes!
AKA I'm Asking for Trouble.
Hi!
We've been doing Thirsty Face Thursday, yes. Instagram Lives.
Yes.
And we have so much to talk about, because you get it, because you're a honey.
I am a honey. I got off Facebook a year ago, and the thing I miss the most is the Natch Facebook group. Because I was, you know, I was active in
yeah.
there. I was not a shy honey.
They love
honey.
You. The honeys love you.
And I miss the honeys. So for all of them listening, I didn't leave the group. I'm just off Facebook, which but, my life is happier, but I'm sad to miss the Facebook group.
But also, when we recorded your episode of Natch Butte, we were at my house.
Yes.
And now you're in the studio, so you get to have
the
full
happens.
Experience. And you're my first repeat guest.
I feel so honored.
You're making history. This is on the Wikipedia.
Yes.
This is on Natch Buttepedia that you're the first returning guest.
I feel really honored, especially because, like, listening to last week's episode and, like, you going through the first year, I was like, I'm so grateful because we're friends because of Natch Butte.
We sure are.
Because I was just a fan. And thankfully, Sarah Claspel, shout out.
Sarah Claspel.
We always shout her
we
out.
We got you again.
She recommended me for the pod.
Yeah. And look at this.
I know.
So I'm going to request you on Find My Friends, okay?
Yes, please.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you, just for people who don't know, Lauren is an actress. She's on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She's a comedian. She performs at Upright Citizens Brigades on both coasts.
Both coasts.
And she's bi-coastal. She's been in L.A. auditioning and doing her thing, but she's about to go back to New York.
Yeah.
So we only have a couple more weeks together. and she's a Natch Butte fan, and you should definitely go back and listen to her episode. We did masks. We did the Hennecker mask at my
yes.
house.
Yes.
I was going to ask you, since it's a celebration of the first year of Natch Butte,
yeah.
I'm really dragging this out. It's been about a month now, but you know what? Who cares?
Why not?
Could you, like, maybe tell me and everyone listening, like, one of your favorite moments / things you learned or, like, something that you find very helpful from Natch Butte?
The thing that changed my... there's a couple things that have, like, changed my life that
yeah.
are, like, routine changers. And I met Allison Becker at your party the other
yeah.
day, and I don't know her, but I know of her.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi, I'm sorry, I have to tell you that, like, I, cutting off the tops of my products and scooping out the stuff inside saved me so much money
yeah.
that I, like, am obsessed with doing that. So that's, like, a big game changer
yep.
where I'm like, oh, that changed my thing, my life, my routine. And then also with Jonathan Van Ness, the scrunchie, the late night scrunch has changed my hair game.
Can I just tell you that every time you've seen me,
yes.
you've complimented my do.
It's looking great.
What did you say the other day? You were like, what's up with this sexy hair? And
it
I was like,
so good. It's still today is so good.
All I did was sleep with it
Fuck.
On the top of my damn head
Fuck.
In a satin scrunchie. I have never done that before.
That's what I'm doing too. I'm pineappling in the satin
scrunchie. Pineappling in the scrunch.
And it's
Jonathan,
good.
Thank you for that little tip that changed everything.
Yeah.
My hair is just now long enough to where I can do it. I still have, like, the back hairs hang.
Yeah.
Because I got my little bob girl going.
Yeah, you have, now it's a lob. You're in
yeah,
the lob
I'm in a lob zone. I'm in the lob zone now.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me if I'm growing out my hair just a tiny bit.
And you are.
Yeah, but just a tiny bit. I'm not going to, like, grow length.
You're not going
length.
Back to your, like, 2000s.
Mm-mm. I don't think I can anymore.
I'm sure you could.
My hair is just, like, blah, blah, blah.
I... I'm sure I could. Mine's almost getting too long for me right now. I'm like so lazy about my hair. I actually have a question. Can I ask you my question about last week's episode? Because it's hair related since we're on it. I'm very bad at doing my hair. I'm very bad at it. I'm very good at skincare. I'm decent at makeup because I like pay attention on set. Hair is like foreign land to me.
That's how exactly how I feel.
Well, your hair always looks so good, though, and you color it, and I'm getting gray. And you guys were talking about your overtone last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't color my hair, but I have, like, light grays coming in. Can I just use overtone to, like, get color, or is that not how it works?
You know, I don't think so.
Okay.
Grays are a bitch.
Damn.
Grays are a bitch. And some grays are more of a bitch than others.
Mine are coming in, and people keep going, is your hair lighter? And I'm like, no, it's just getting gray. But it said that they don't look like grays. It looks like I have like blonde
little highlights,
but it's gray hair.
Well, you're not alone. We've all been there. The grays are coming for me hard.
Yeah.
So I relate. I know there's like a gloss you can toss a gloss. and I've been really, I powder my roots
with this stuff.
I spray. Yeah.
What do you use?
Mine are, they're coming for me, the grays. And I'm telling you, the grays on the red, it pops.
Does it? I catch a light sometimes, and I caught a light in the car. Chooch is staring deep into my eyes right now from the couch. She's getting
pet, baby.
And she's just staring deep into my eyes.
Good girl, Chooch.
I caught like a light when I was in the car, like natural sunlight, a bright light, and I just saw a streak of white.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm a witch. I couldn't believe it, because it's just all of a sudden, I feel like in the past 5 months, it's all coming in. And I'm almost 36, so I feel like I did good. I held out for a long time, like I had anything to do with it. But
mine are every day more and more of them are coming.
Yeah,
and they don't just turn gray and start growing gray. The whole hair turns gray.
Yeah.
Why? We're like wizards. Our bodies. I'm like goddamn Dumbledore over here. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Anyway, for the grays, listen. There's nothing. I think you could toss a gloss.
I gotta look into tossing a gloss.
Toss a gloss on there. Yeah, I wish I had more advice.
Because I haven't colored my hair. I like used to highlight it when I went to school in North Carolina because it was like early 2000s.
Oh yeah,
and that's what we did. I got.
Did
some
you do
highlights.
Those skunk blocks?
They were kind of skunky. It was a little because my hair is not too dark brown. It was like a little more weaved in. I think she used to put like a low light in it too, but it was a little chunky. It wasn't quite like the thick strips, but it was like you could see them.
Yeah. I'm telling you, what were we thinking,
with
man?
With my eyebrows and my highlights.
Golden arch eyebrows.
My McDonald's over 1 billion served.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
We have a lot to discuss.
We have a lot to discuss.
I think we should pop our masks.
We got to do this.
Yeah.
We're doing a mask because we love to do the mask together.
Yes.
I am masking for trouble. This, you just saw it on Shark Tank.
I did. I just caught up on Shark Tank a few days ago, and I saw a product on there called Lace Your Face, and I said, color me intrigued.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you show up with a Lace Your Face mask for me.
For you, because I got a bunch of masks, and I was going through them to find out what was cruelty-free and vegan for Jackie, and these are cruelty-free, and the one you have is vegan. Most of them are vegan. There's two that are not. I think it's only two. There's the rejuvenating collagen and the yogurt one are not vegan, but the other ones are all vegan.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the Dermovia Lace Your Face Rejuvenating Collagen. And you're doing which one?
I'm doing Lace Your Face Smoothing Peptides. Reduces and prevents wrinkles. Now, the thing about this, what makes this mask special is it's made, it has a lace print.
Yeah.
So it looks like you cut a doily and stuck it on your face. So it's kind of interesting and key.
It's also a two-use. Is this going to work?
It's a two-use because there's so much good essence,
do you
as you call it.
Feel how heavy this package is?
Yeah.
It's like heavy.
Yeah, this feels like four face masks, but it's one.
And it also has ear hooks.
Yes.
So we're going to be able to talk on the pod and keep it a sheet mask up.
Which is a huge problem. I don't know if you remember when we Instagram Live
last week.
We Instagram loved. And I wore a Cream Shop gold jelly mask and it just wouldn't
it
stay
was a
on.
Mess.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
I of the people who watched, I got like four or five people sent me screenshots of you with just like a little dangly.
I got a lot of great. I got a lot of great tweets of photos of us. So let's get these masks
on.
I'm gonna put my Tossie on.
Put your Tossie on.
Again, Allison Becker recommended these, and it has completely changed my life.
Again, me too. I don't have the name brand Tossie, and I think I gotta just get it because it's better than mine.
It's just so simple. I mean, if anybody out there sews, your grandma could make you this. It's a big scrunchie. But it's so good because it cradles your hair, so it doesn't kink your hair like just a regular scrunchie or whatever would. Let me put this on. Okay, I'm going to take my headphones off in 1 second.
I got my mask out, and it says...
Be careful, because this equipment's very expensive. I don't want you getting goddamn essence on these microphones, okay? I'm not getting a bill from Dan Harmon later, okay?
Dan Harmon, please.
Don't bill me for the mic.
Okay, so it says to squeeze the essence back into the pouch as you pull the mask out.
Interesting.
So I'm like squeezing it down as I go. And you better believe I'm going to put this package with this mask back in my car and take it back over the hill from Burbank with
me. I'll give you a stapler or some tape or something.
We do need a staple. Okay, it is not a sheet mask. It is straight up lace.
It
is just a piece of dang lace.
So there's no back to it.
No, it is just lace. Wait.
Okay, what does your smell like?
Mine smells like all masks.
Mine smells very neutral and clean.
You have a green... I think you have, like, green tea and algae in yours.
Oh, does it have a... Oh, is that a neck piece?
It's a chin strap.
So there's a chin strap and ear straps.
Yes, so you have two ear straps that go over your ears, and then chin goes up over your ears.
Oh, wow, it is. It's like gauze.
Yeah, okay, here's what I want to say is that my ears are too big for the ears holes, which makes me feel bad about my ear size.
Do you have big ears?
I don't think so.
I've never noticed.
Maybe they're long, or just maybe these need to be, maybe that's a note we have for Shark Tank. Who bought these on Shark Tank? Who's the shark who?
Oh, you know, I should remember that.
It's got to be one of the women, I feel like.
It was either Lori or Bethany Frankel.
Oh, Bethany did it. It's Bethany, I think. Oh, you look cute.
Listen, I've never been self-conscious about my ear size, so I'm feeling really confident about that. So what do I do with these two little gobbles?
So strap it under your chin and hook those on your ears as well. Strap it on, like...
Wait, what?
Yeah. Go under, see? Yes.
Shut up!
It's going to tighten and firm your neck.
Oh, my God.
It's called the chin strap, and this is like a big... In K-Beauty, there's specific masks just for chin strap.
Listen,
yeah.
These are a little bit more expensive than like a regular like $4 to $5
but
sheet.
Two uses.
But like, this is amazing.
Let me ask this. Could we just keep these lace masks and like rinse them out and then just put essence on them and make our own damn masks?
I mean, I think if you like washed it, you probably could do that. Okay, our masks are on. What time? How long does it say to keep these on?
I mean, it's probably 20 to 30, but I'm going to leave it on the whole time because I'm a...
And let me just say, women-owned company.
Yes.
The women that started this company, they're entrepreneurs. One of them was like an esthetician, and the reason the price point is higher is because of her ingredient grade and the science that went behind it. Like, they're very thoughtful.
$15 a mask. If you get two uses out of it, a $7 mask is a higher end, in my opinion, because you can get a $3 mask, but... If it's a cruelty-free, woman-owned company, and it's a piece of beautiful lace, and it's got a chin strap?
That's what I'm saying. Apparently, there's some compression technology involved as well. So, like, pressing it onto your face actually will work better.
Because it is tight.
Yes. And they said this on Shark Tank, which I guess I knew, but I didn't really think about, is that masks will help make all of your skincare work better.
Yes.
Because that's the whole point.
They're like a boost.
Yeah! And I'll be honest, I did a mask yesterday, so I'm basically becoming you. The Osea. I did the Osea white algae and then the black algae. Remember when I did the yin-yang on my face?
On your face?
I did like a Fu Manchu look with the lower half of my face was the Osea white, and then I did the black on top.
I've had a little like cluster breakout on my chin, so I've been doing some like concentrated masking where I've just been like putting a like clay mask on my chin and my forehead and then like hydrating everywhere else.
You know, I recently saw a photo of a woman on Instagram who was doing like multi-masking.
Yeah, multi-masking.
Why haven't I done that?
It's great.
I have so many GD masks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my chin has a weird like texture right now. My, cheeks are broken out. Like, mix those damn masks. Get creative, honey.
Get creative.
You don't need to go to the damn paint shop.
This is a canvas.
Yes.
So the canvas.
Yes. Do some art. Get some Instagrams.
I also feel like there's enough essence in here. I'm going to do this three times.
I mean,
I'm going to do it three times.
I'd say do it. And if there's a breakout or anything, then maybe it
get
didn't
rid
work
of it.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good. I don't have burning.
Mine's a little stingy, but also okay. I did that algae mask yesterday.
So maybe you're over-algied.
Well, I over-algied. The Osea's line is very mild.
Yeah.
But the one product they have that is not for the faint of face is the black algae
mask. Yeah, because I remember it was burning when you were...
Right.
Because it brings all the blood to
your face. It does. It makes you red, which I appreciate, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have so much to talk about. I'm wondering if we should attempt to take a call now.
Yes.
Get it out of the way.
Yes.
And then we can get to everything in your bag, everything in my bag.
Yes.
So Lauren and I have been doing Thirsty Face Thursdays on Instagram Live.
Yes.
And we decided that we want to be Fraser Crane.
We want to take those calls.
We want to take calls so bad. But every time we tried, it would freeze up. We don't know exactly why. So we thought we would attempt it right now in studio to take some calls. Calls.
Oh my gosh, this is a dream. We just want to be a call and talk show.
I just want to be Fraser Crane.
Is
that too much to ask?
Am I Roz? No, there are Roz out there.
You can be Roz.
Okay, thanks.
I'll allow it.
Okay, thanks.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on my personal Instagram right now at Jackie Michelle Johnson Michelle with one L, hunty. And I'm going to go live. I don't know who's going to watch. I don't know if anybody's going to come in. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go live. Now, once I go live and people start watching, I'm going to say to them, does anybody want to call in? And they can hit the button where they want to join the chat. And then if they do join the chat, we're going to connect them and then possibly get them on Natribute.
I can't wait.
So far, one person has joined. Ooh, Patchology's in here.
Patchology, we love you.
Costco hot dog is in here. Okay, so there's 11 people watching. Hey, everybody. It's Jackie J and Lauren.
Hi, everybody.
Believe it or not, we're in the booth recording Natribute right now. This very moment we are recording. This is on the air. So we want somebody watching right now to join the conversation and be on the air. So just know that if I connect with you, you are verbally, legally signing a verbal contract in the state of California that your voice will be recorded, okay? Know that? I ain't no damn lawyer. But if you get your damn lawyer to call me, that's your business, okay? So, out of the 20 people in the room, does anybody want to connect and join our conversation? You don't have to call. There's no number. All you have to do is ask to join the chat on Instagram. I don't know how it works. But also, make sure you're on a Wi-Fi connection. Do not call me in the damn car. We need good audio,
it
okay?
It went badly last time.
We need good audio. So somebody right now, I don't know how it works because I'm a grandma, but somebody right now, join the chat and then see a bunch of people are at work. I knew this might not work.
It's okay.
So does anybody want to call in?
Someone must want to.
I don't know how to do it. People are waving, but I don't know what that means.
They need to go up to when they joined. There's a thing that says request to be in Jackie's live video, and then they just need to request it.
Everybody's saying they're in the car or...
Well, don't do it while driving. We love you.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Too shy. Sarah, you can do it.
No, I don't want somebody to do it if they're free. Because for me, I've never called anything because I'm too shy.
You are?
Well, I'm also nervous. Like,
yeah.
There's like a... when they do those call for Haiti relief and there's all those celebrities answer the phones, I always hang up because I get too scared that I'm going to be talking to Idris Elba or something.
On the air or something.
And then I'm like, I don't want to talk to Idris Elba. I'm too nervous.
Just said, let me put my brows on.
Never called in to Howard Stern, because I would vomit instantly.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle
the
pressure.
You could say it, you could lie and be like, my name is Catherine Quinn.
But I don't think I could even handle that. I'm actually I'm not shy, but I'm definitely a nervous Nelly in a lot of situations. I just chose Liz. Let's see if it works. I don't know. Instagram needs to get their shit together. It needs to not be this damn hard to figure out.
Yeah.
I know we're in our 30s and hi.
Hey.
Oh my God, it worked.
Worked. We're
Frasier. Oh my God, we're Frasier.
We're Frasier.
Yes. Okay. Hi, Liz.
Hey, how's it going?
So, Liz, just so you know, you're being recorded, and if you have any issue with that, I just need you to confirm with me now that you're okay with that so that I don't get
no,
a call.
I'm fine. Yay!
Okay, you hear that? You hear that? Lawyers! Lawyer up, baby! Okay, Liz, where do you live?
I live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh. North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. Roll around your head, drink like a helicopter. No, you know that song?
I went to school in North Carolina.
Is that the national anthem of North Carolina?
No.
It should be, though, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren went to school in North Carolina, she says.
I went to Elon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Liz, what?
I love the same mask that Lauren loves. The one from Pharmacia or the like hydration mask, the all natural one.
Yes, the hydration herbal hydration complex. They're the best. That's a woman owned company. I'm pretty sure they're cruelty free and vegan. They do have vegan, non vegan stuff with honey, but Pharmacetics is the best. I'm so glad you like that mask.
So, are you a honey? Do you listen to Natch Butte?
Yeah, every week.
Oh my God! This was meant to be. We didn't get no fair weather fan, motherfucker. We got
a real dream fan. The dream.
Yes.
The dream.
So we're celebrating like a year of Natch Butte, and I just asked Lauren because she's a honey. What are some of her favorite moments/things she learned, products, anything like that? I know you just said that mask. Is there anything like you want to share with everybody out there about an episode or a guest or anything like that that you really enjoyed?
Yeah, I love learning about cruelty-free brands just because I'd never really put as much thought about it before, and I'm vegetarian, so, you know, I'm about that, but I never thought about it. So I'm super, I learn a lot about like which brands are cruelty-free, which have parent companies. I love the episode with Ariana because I like Vanderpump Rules, even though it's a guilty pleasure.
No, it's like one of the biggest shows on TV,
it's a good,
honestly.
Guilty pleasure and good company, loving that.
Yes. Well, Liz, you just made Natch Butte history. I don't know if you know that.
The first call-in.
The first call-in ever! We did it!
So
thank you
I'm
for being brave.
You
no, you're I'm killing it. You're fucking killing it, and not only that, but, like, you can't sue me, and if you do, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. So, I'm so happy. Do you have any favorite products you want to share with us? I know you just said you love that mask.
Mae Lindstrom is my favorite all-natural brand.
Yay.
Like, the blue cocoon is beyond amazing. The Problem Solver mask, like, has resolved my acne. It's crazy.
Their stuff is so beautiful, too.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
I'm going to pull up some stuff.
It's a little pricey. It's a little pricey.
Hey,
but it's worth it.
You got to pay up, baby. You got to pay that piper if you're trying to clean up that mug, you know? We can't be cheap and, you know, cute sometimes.
Yeah, you pay for what you
need. Yeah.
Well, listen, Liz, thank you so much for calling in. And you just made Natch Butte history. This episode will be out in a couple weeks. So be ready for that, okay?
Liz, we love you.
We love you, Liz.
Great meeting you.
Yes. I'll call you up if I'm ever in NC, baby.
Okay,
bye. All right. See how easy that was, everybody?
Oh, my God. That was a dream.
Amazing. It couldn't have been a better person.
That was a dream.
So let's do one more.
Yes.
So that wasn't painful, everybody, now that you can see that.
So give those requests.
I'm going to try and see if Blue Heronica answers. I don't know who Blue Heronica is. Cute name, though.
Yeah, that is cute.
I'm hoping it's not a dick. If it's just a big old
we
dick
always
wiggling
think it's
around.
Gonna be a dick.
Well, listen, we're women and
we're
we've
women
had a lot of
the
shit.
Internet.
Hey!
Hi!
Oh
can
my
you
god,
hear me?
It's working! We're Fraser Crane, baby!
I'm
we're
Roz!
Fraser Crane!
I'm Roz!
Hi,
can
Blue
you hear
Veronica.
Me?
I can hear you loud and clear, baby.
Oh my god, I had to pull over. I was driving home from work and I was like, let me pull over and get some Wi Fi. Holy shit.
What's
she
your name?
Over for Wi-Fi?
Veronica.
Okay, that's my sister's name.
Yay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Yay, Southern, East
I'm
Coast Southern
you,
women.
This
calling
is my
in.
Main demographic, baby.
East Coast Southern women.
You look so good. Your skin is so pretty.
Yep. I'm coming to look.
Oh, thank
She's
you.
She's like glowing off my screen.
Oh, yeah. You got a good dewy glow and good glasses.
Yeah, she looks good.
Oh,
man.
Thank you.
So clear.
Zenny,
that's where my glasses are from. What's up?
Yes.
Did you see my names on the side? I got my name on the side right there. Yes.
Oh, you can do that?
Oh, yeah, for an extra, like, $4.
Cool.
I'm living that good life, you know? So yeah, are you
absolutely?
So Veronica, are you a honey? Do you listen to Natch Butte?
I am. I have to shout out my friend Sarah Ray, who turned me on to your podcast.
Shout out
and
Sarah
I'm obsessed.
Ray.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you for
thank
that.
Sarah.
The only way Natch Butte's gonna grow is that guerrilla marketing, baby.
Tell your friends
and
yes.
then they're gonna tune in. So thanks for that, Sarah. So we're celebrating Natch Butte's 1 year. I was wondering if there's anything specific that comes to mind in terms of maybe a guest or a product you got or anything like that you really credit Natch Butte for discovering for you.
Definitely sunscreen.
Yes.
I never did sunscreen at all. And so now.
Oh my gosh. Your skin is so beautiful and fair.
I hear
too.
You though. I didn't wear
Thank
it for
you.
Like a decade. Like, I didn't wear it at all in my 20s. No, I'm going to look like leather in like 10 years.
No.
Just wait.
It's mostly
I'm starting to get like. I'm still very young, but I'm like now noticing that I'm starting to age. And so I was like, holy shit, I got to get on that sunscreen game.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, it's so preventative. My Aunt Patty is almost 70. Actually, she probably is in her 70s. This woman looks incredible. And I was hanging out at my niece's birthday, and I said, Aunt Patty, like, what's your secret? And she goes, I stay out of the damn sun, and I sunscreen. She was like, it is the only thing. It is the number one thing. And I was like, And that's what Candace Burns told us as well when she was in here. I'm telling you, so you're ahead of the game.
You are.
You're really preserving your face.
You look early 20s.
Yeah.
If you're not, you look early 20s, so you're doing it right.
Thank you. I'm 26.
Yeah, you're early
20s.
You're good. You started at an okay time. You're going to be good.
Awesome. Yes. Cool.
Veronica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
As I told the last caller, this is going on Natch Butte. So verbally, can you just say I authorize my voice to be on the Natch Butte podcast?
The content.
I authorize you to do whatever the hell you want with me because I am a slave to you.
Oh, how romantic.
Ooh,
how romantic. I hope that holds up in court. I hope that holds up in court.
No, I authorize, yes.
Thank you so much. Veronica.
Oh,
all right.
Have a great day,
Say
guys.
Bye to Lauren.
Bye, Veronica.
Bye, Lauren.
Oh, my God. This is my dream come true.
I kind of don't even want to do a third because those two were so good.
It's going to be
like,
a dick if you
do
it.
We're going to get a wiggle dick. We're going to get a wiggle.
Like flaccid.
You know, like a whirly bird dick, like when it goes bloop, bloop, bloop in a circle. And I only remember that because of Chat Roulette. Did you ever get on Chat Roulette?
I'm too scared of getting a weird wiggle
that's
dick.
That's all you get are whirly bird dicks. I used to get on there, whirly bird dick, whirly bird dick, whirly bird dick. Over and over and over.
That was so successful and such a dream. I think maybe you should continue to, maybe you'll listen back and it'll be terrible, but maybe you should continue to do calls forever and ever because that was a dream.
I definitely don't want to do them all the time, but listen, it's going really well. So thank you to Liz and Veronica. And we're going to hang up now, but
thank you everybody
who tuned in and everybody listen to Natch Butte and you'll hear this episode in a couple weeks, baby. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
Jackie, that was above and beyond what I could have ever hoped. It was your Frasier moment. You were a beautiful bird.
I mean, we fucking killed that.
That was amazing.
Oh,
that was amazing.
My heart is pure.
It was amazing.
My heart is filled.
I loved it.
They
were both so great and perfect.
And so calm. I'm telling you, I can't, like I said, I can't call because I was nervous Idris Elba was going to pick up and I didn't know what to say and I got nervous.
How cute that Veronica was like, I was driving, I had to pull over to get to Wi-Fi. Not just to be safe, but to get to Wi-Fi because you made a request that it need to be Wi-Fi.
And both of them were crystal clear and sounded great and we killed it.
It was so good. Ugh, what a dream. What a dream.
I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We still have half an hour to talk beauty, baby.
Yes.
So how's your mask feeling? Mine's feeling good.
It feels great. It feels cool. There's no burning, which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I know from listening to the pod and knowing you, you don't mind a burn. I don't mind a burn.
I don't mind a burn.
But
as long as there's no effects, like if I like have a weird rash or something, I'm not into that.
But if it's like exfoliating my face, but neither of these are exfoliating. These are like wrinkle firming. So I feel great, relaxed. And you could like clean your house in this or like do a chore.
Or do a Facebook, Instagram live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is mine like stretching weird?
Mine is doing it too. And I feel
it's because we're talking. I bet.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's like I have to keep pulling it up on the chin strap.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I feel like if you wanted to, you could, instead of using it as a chin strap, you could wrap it around your neck like a choker.
And then tie it?
And do like a neck moment.
One time on Masking for Trouble, I did Alternative Mask August last year, what I did
I remember
all
that.
Non-face
yeah,
mask.
You did like the belly mask.
Which was the worst mask. It had zero stars. But zero smokins. And then I did a neck mask that I was like gimmick, and I fucking loved it. And I thought my neck looked so beautiful for like a week after.
What was it?
I'm going to look it up right now and I'll tell you. But I loved that dang neck mask. I'm sure it's not cruelty-free. It's Korean.
Well, some Koreans are.
Yeah, that's true. I have a BB cream in here that I was like, I'm not going to bring it if it's not cruelty-free, but it is.
I appreciate that. It's hard on Natch Butte because...
You have to...
Here's a little behind-the-curtain talk, okay? So, Natch Butte, there are many, many pods in Los Angeles. Most comedians, I feel like it's safe to say, most comedians have their own at this point.
Way more in L.A. than New York, too,
There's a lot of pods, and getting guests on the pod isn't always easy. The podcast guests come on just to have fun. They don't get any monetary compensation necessarily for it. They don't have... And they just want to come on if they have time, and they want to have a good time. So that's how it works. And also, it's kind of annoying to tell the guest, hey, come on my podcast that is monetized. You're not getting paid. And also, can you research every product and make sure it's vegan and cruelty-free before you come on? Thanks. I don't require that of my guests. And also, when somebody's telling you how excited they are for a product, oh my God, my Mac powder changed my life. Powder cured my mother's cancer. The Mac powder I use saved my niece from a burning building. Like, they're sitting here telling me how amazing their powder is. And then I go... Mac test on animals. Talk about yucking somebody's yum.
Yay!
To take your phrase.
It's not mine. It's the teens are using it.
Really?
The teens are using it today. It's a cool teen phrase.
Well,
yuck your yum.
Now I can't even wait to use it more.
I want to yuck your yum.
So I hate yucking yums.
But then last week with Amy.
Right.
You like gave her that other powder.
Well, here's the thing. I felt so... You could see her face drop.
I know.
When I said that. And it was one of those things where it's like, I don't want to bum people out. I don't want to make people feel bad about their decisions. I just want to inform the audience.
Yeah.
But it's like... Amy was like, Have you heard of Lyme crime? I love my color. And I didn't go, yeah, I'm kind of done with Lyme crime.
Because the woman was
I just feel like there's so many other brands. Lyme Crime is vegan, cruelty-free, has great packaging and great products, and has such a cool vibe. But the brand has a lot of crap.
Yeah.
It has a past. And I feel like they've cleaned it up, and they're trying really hard to cover it up. But at the same time, there's so many other brands. And I feel like I got to practice what I preach. So I think I'm done.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah, that's fine. You know,
and I wasn't going to tell Amy that. I wasn't going to say, that hair color you used, stole money from people, like all the crap.
Well, there's always crap, right? So, like, I think about it, too. I'm not vegan and I'm not vegetarian, but I try to buy cruelty-free as much as I can. And some of my stuff, we're going to go through my bag. A couple things aren't, and you don't have to mention them. I'm totally fine with it. But also, like, if you're going to be offended by somebody... yum, if you're going to yuck somebody's yum or whatever and be offended on either side, you have to go like, I'm like, okay, well, if somebody gets offended and goes like, I can't believe you use that thing that's not cruelty free. I'm like, well, where's your clothing from? Is it H&M? That's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, so like we can go forever. So
yes.
You got to take care of Jackie and your brand and do your thing, which I love and that you stay true to it. And no one can get offended. It's like we're all doing our best with whatever we can do. And it's like, unless you're like, I only like to use products that test on animals and you're like seeking it out, then you're an asshole.
Fuck those beagles.
If they don't I can crush up those beetles and put them on my lips. I can taste it and I won't use it. the neck mask is cruelty-free.
Excellent.
And it's made by Korean company Neogen, which I love a lot of their stuff.
Neogen's cruelty-free!
Yeah, and Neogen makes an incredible 3D lifting wrinkle neck mask that I gave 4 out of 5 smokins on Natch Butte because it's awesome. You have to lay down in it because it's too slippery, but it like made my... neck look beautiful.
I want that because I'm starting to see those necklines,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's from sleeping, though. You know, I train myself to sleep on my back because I'm vain.
But also, it's from looking down at our phones.
Oh, good call.
Which is why everyone has them. Everyone has that one line from, like,
checking the Instagrams, checking those notifications. Click, 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 click. Swipe, 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 swipe. Honey, honey. Well, anyway, I'm glad we talked about that a little bit.
Me too.
That's why sometimes I bring it up and sometimes I don't. It's stressful.
That's fair.
I don't want to offend people. It's hard.
That's fair. And again, it's like people can't get offended because we all have our things that we're focusing on in life to try to be good people out in the world. And unless you are a person who's like seeking out cruelty products that are cruel, like clock it, go, okay, is that my thing? Do I need to give up my Mac powder? Yeah, it affects me. I'm giving it up. I'm going to use a cruelty-free thing. And otherwise, like, I think you're allowed to say, like, you're vegan. That's your thing. You're doing it. It's fine. You don't have to worry about yucking the yums.
I'm trying to not yuck any. I just want to yum everything. I just want to yum and yum and yum some more.
Because they're guests in your house of podcasting.
Yeah. You don't invite people over just to yuck their yum.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to yuck yums.
We're going to say it too much during this podcast, and teens are going to be like, yuck your yum is canceled. We're not using it anymore.
I mean, there's only like 3 teens that listen to Nash Butte. Shout out, honey. I met you at the LA meetup.
Yes.
So, okay, let's go through some of your products.
Well, I brought my makeup bag if you want to go through it. Do you want this to go through or do you want me to tell you what
I kind of want to. Toss
but
it, maybe.
I also...
Yep.
I also brought 3 products that I really love that I've started using that I thought would just be cool to share.
Yeah, please.
One, when you go through my bag, I just cleaned my brushes, so feel free to give them a sniff because I
might maybe do a little taste.
They're new. They're new. Well, you could because this is like edible. It's all natural and cruelty free. This flavor I have isn't vegan, but she makes a vegan one. This is a woman on Etsy. It's called Swirl and Sparkle Brush Cleaner.
Cute.
And it is dope and it works so well and it has a little gem on the top that you scrub the brush on to get extra makeup out of.
Cute.
And it smells like this is toasted marshmallow and it's awesome.
Wait, why isn't it vegan? What's in it? Beeswax?
This one has goat's milk in it.
Oh, interesting.
But there's a goat's milk free one that I think uses like coconut oil or something and they still smell great and they get my brushes so clean so quickly and there's no residue left on them and I use the scrubber. My cousin Elizabeth gave this to me and it's on Etsy and I think this is like maybe I got to look up the price, but however much it is, it's lasted a long time, a really long time.
But, like, are those goats taken care of? Okay. Are they free range goats?
I don't know what's happening to the goats, but you can get the vegan one. And it is cruelty free. So there's no testing on anything.
Yeah. Very cool.
I hope they're her own goats that really have, like, a nice life.
Me too.
And she's milking.
Did you know I used to have a goat?
You did?
Yeah.
In Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute as hell.
I had several, actually.
That's cute as hell.
Elvis. Elvis was my male goat. I talked about this on my episode of the dumbbells.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis used to suck his own dick.
All right, you know. If we could all reach, we would all suck our own everything.
I agree. Same way. But he would lift his leg and piss and then drink out of his dick like a water fountain.
Elvis!
And he would fellate himself.
Elvis!
And he stunk to the heavens. I mean, he was
like a dirty bird.
He was a pervert. Like, he was just a straight up pervert of an animal. But he was so cute.
Oh.
He was a pygmy goat. You know,
the little babies.
Ones. Yeah, they're
so cute.
And he had a wife. And then they had, I think, 3 or 4 babies.
Oh, cute.
And eventually, I think my mom got rid of them because we would just get animals all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, my crazy animal lady DNA is strong.
It's good.
We had pigs, we had horses, we had chickens.
It makes me trust
many
you.
Many cats, many dogs.
That you're a crazy animal lady.
Yeah. I can't wait till I have property. I'm going to be like Ace Ventura.
Yes.
Just a menagerie of animals.
Are you watching
following me
this
everywhere.
Season of American Idol?
No.
Oh, there's a wonderful contestant who's so beautiful. And he's like, they were like, what are you going to do if you win American Idol? And he's like, get an alpaca. That's all he
just
wants.
Just for a pet?
He wants, yeah, because he like grew up in the country on a farm and he just wants alpacas. And
respect.
I love him.
Keep pulling. What's your next thing you got?
Okay. So then this was just gifted to me like a week ago and I'm obsessed with it. It's this hair towel called Aquis Lux or Lux. And it's this very absorbent hair towel. And I don't know how serious these claims are that like your hair is very vulnerable when it's wet and you're not supposed to like tousle it or do anything to it. But I've just been like squeezing out the water with this and I feel like my hair is less damp, like less breakage.
Yeah.
So I really think this hair towel is dope.
What's it made of?
It's like, I didn't want to bring the wet towel, so I just brought you this package, but it's like a microfiber towel.
Because Stephanie Beatrice was on here and said she dries her hair with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And everyone messages me and says,
plopping or whatever.
How great that was.
Yeah. So this isn't like a t-shirt material, but it does dry my hair fast and it says it's supposed to help reduce frizz and breakage. And I haven't been blow drying because it's been getting pretty dry quickly. And I think it's great. So I've been like getting out of the shower, wringing this towel and then like tucking it under and doing my makeup with the towel on.
I love that.
Yeah. And the last thing I brought were these little coil hair ties, the Kitsch coil hair ties I got from Riley Rose, because I think that it's like a good little scrunchy alternative if you need to like be out in the world.
So that looks like to me one of those like little keychains.
Yeah.
Like a little spiral plastic keychain.
Yeah.
That you would put on like when you went swimming, like your locker at Wet n Wild or whatever.
Oh, Wet n Wild. I loved Wet n Wild.
How does that hold your hair? I'm very skeptical.
Just like a normal pony.
And it doesn't rip your hair?
No. And because of the little coils, the hair goes in between. So you don't get like a line. It like almost gives it like a little texture. But like I don't want to always wear a scrunchie on my wrist. And if I'm out during the day and I don't want to get a line.
Wow.
It just,
and it doesn't, see to me, I would feel like those little coils would pull your hair.
No. Do you want to try?
Yeah, man. It's like a little Nuva ring.
Yeah. I love it. I sleep in the satin scrunchie, but like if I'm out in the world and I don't want to put a scrunchie on my wrist, because I don't know that we're there yet. Hmm. How does it feel for you?
It's a little pulley.
You think it is pulley. Okay.
It's a little pulley, but it might not be for some, because I have such thin hair.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Ow, I don't want it.
Oh,
ow.
I'm sorry.
Get it out. Get it out. It's stuck. Ow.
Do you need me to come help you?
I don't like this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want...
I like
it. My 30-second review, yuck your yum. I'm yucking that yum, baby. I don't want that.
Well, all right.
But I'm glad you like them.
I do like them.
And I love Riley Rose.
Yeah, I love Riley Rose.
I just went in there the day that Amy Spaulding's episode aired.
Because you talked about Riley Rose. And you said you were going to go.
I happened to be at the Glendale Galleria because I was getting a new iPhone battery for my trip to Japan. Yes, honey. If you have an iPhone, by the way, you can get the battery replaced for $23.
Yeah.
So get that iPhone battery replaced. So I had an hour to kill while they were in the back adding my battery, aka going through my phone and looking for nudes, which is what we know they all do.
That's what they do.
And no nudes on my phone. Y'all know I'm a pretty
modest
McGee baby. That's
baby.
Right, honey.
No. And I went to Whirly Bird.
There
dicks.
Are no Whirly Bird boomerangs on my phone, baby. I went to Riley Rose, and guys, I think everybody needs to go there.
It's great.
The woman told me there are 10 now. There are more popping
up. Wow.
We are the first.
In New York yet?
I don't know. I should know. But I've said it before, RileyRose.com, everybody go. And if there's one in your area, check it out. Maybe spend your money there. I mean, I don't think Sephora's evil or anything, but they basically have curated brands, a lot of cruelty-free,
a lot
of indie.
And a lot of Asian beauty brands.
And a lot of Asian beauty brands. And it's not all cruelty-free, but they have like Sugar Pill. They have OCC, Obsessive Compulsive Cosmetics.
Yeah,
they
OCC
have Beauty Bakery. They have Stila. They have Lime Crime, and Lime Crime is the number one brand sold there, like in terms of sales.
Oh, really?
But they have a lot of brands. They just have a lot of stuff, and it's just a great vibe. You could test everything out. They got little sinks. You could literally use a face wash and wash your face at the sink and see how you
think.
It's
like Sephora's cool young Instagram influencer.
That is exactly what it is. It's like Sephora's millennial cousin.
Yes. The best face mask I got when I was in South Korea is the Deer Packer Gold Ginseng mask, and you can only get it at Riley Rose in the United States.
Wow, that's so
cool.
So
I went on a special trip because that mask is dope.
And they have like home goods. They have
cute
little cards. They have
candy.
They
I don't know.
Candy. I mean, it's like if you need to get a gift for anybody, go.
Go there.
Yes.
There was a cotton candy stand when I was there.
I'm telling you.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Everybody go.
It's for Instagramming, but also they have good curated products.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually met the buyer.
Oh, you did?
In the elevator at Indie Beauty Expo.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, I just want to say I'm a huge fan. And she was so nice. And a lot of the indie beauty brands that I met at IBE are popping up there.
Mm-hmm.
So they clearly walked around the expo and met brands and put them in there. So they're representing some indie brands. Dead Cool, which is a fragrance brand that Edwin really likes. They're in Riley Rose. And I just texted him. I was like, look, I saw Deadpool's here. And I tested them out. I know people were like, oh, I want to get one, but I don't know what scent to get. I know it's so personal. It's hard to know. Go to Riley Rose and test them if you can. Or I liked number 3.
Okay.
There's like 5. Edwin uses 5, which is, I would say, they're all gender neutral. If I was just being like a closed-minded person, I would say number 5 is the most like traditional, quote unquote, masculine. That, to me, it smells like cologne. It smells like a guy getting out of the elevator.
What's
like
the brand?
Dead Cool. DEDCOOL.
Okay, I'm just getting.
And then
on
I really liked all of them. The number 3 resonated the most with me.
Their packaging is gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's all vegan, cruelty-free. It's hard to find fragrances. Scents? Yes.
Really? Why?
I want to get a Byredo, man. Did you hear Jonathan going on and on?
I did, and I like looked it up. It's so expensive.
And Janie had Ed Tompkins as well uses Byredo. And I watched a bunch of those. Have you ever watched those 73 questions on Vogue's YouTube?
Yes, they're so fake. Sometimes make me annoyed.
They're so fake.
I'm always so annoyed by them. It feels like it all feels like everybody's acting.
Well, they clearly run them about 100 times
because they're all that single.
But also, like, the questions are so fast that clearly they sent the list to the publicist and, like, everyone approved them and they all know they're... But they're very interesting. And, like, 100 people said Byredo. Like, 100 people say they use it.
Byredo.
And I was like, I need to get one.
Make them send it to you. Byredo? Send Jackie some.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
They don't care.
They might.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm so appreciative of the brands that send me shit, by the
me
way. And I know you are, too.
Because
we're small dogs in this big old dog park.
I'm even smaller than you. I'm half as small as you. I just am, like, so grateful that, like, anytime, like, Patchology comments or Complex comments on my posts, I, like, cry. And if I see Thug Kitchen, like, a post, because I know that they're just, like, fancy to me.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just shout out to the brands. I know there's fans listening, and I'm so happy and grateful.
It's so nice.
It's just so much easier to find things now.
Yeah. Or to not go broke trying stuff so that you can tell people what's good.
Speaking of, should we take these masks off? It's been long enough, right?
You can take it off.
You're going to keep yours
on. I'm a vain woman.
Okay, I'm going to keep mine on, too, then. I just wanted to, like, give a review. Okay, let me go through your makeup bag a little bit. Oh, let me give... Let me just share a couple things real quick with you. I got sent... have you gone on Influencer? Have I told you about Influencer?
No, I know. I see everyone does it. Do I need to do it?
Well, I got on it a long time ago. Uh-huh. And essentially, it's like a company will randomly send you stuff. And then all you have to do is review it.
Oh.
And the thing is you don't know what they're going to send you. So I've gotten a couple, like, non-cruelty-free things since I started this cruelty-free journey. And so when I do that, I usually give the products away.
Yeah.
And then in the review for the product, I'll say, actually, I don't support this company because they're animal testing. So, but I just got sent from them Laura Mercier Flawless Fusion Ultra Longwear Foundation.
What?
Laura Mercier Flawless Fusion Ultra Longwear Concealer.
No!
And both of those full size. And a Laura Mercier Ready Set Go Translucent Setting Powder. This is
so expensive.
$100 in my hand,
least,
at least.
Maybe more.
Free, baby. Free.
I gotta get on this.
And Laura Mercier is cruelty free.
Oh my gosh.
And, this is bomb, if I can say. I used it once.
And you love it.
It's just really, it's pretty full coverage. I don't use full coverage concealers usually.
Yeah.
Dang, it covered everything up, man. I'm happy with it. And they randomly sent me, like, one, the shade one in, neutral one, which I'm neutral. I think they asked me, like, what are your undertones, blah, blah, blah.
That's smart.
And it was a little pale for me, but, like, I warmed it up with a little bronze or whatever.
Why not? You can always mix.
I just want to say, if anyone wants to join Influencer, you have to be invited. And I think I still have some invites, so I'm going to put it on nashby.com, my little invite, and you can click on it and join.
I'll click.
Yeah, because you just don't know. And especially if you're on a budget,
that's
great.
Good.
Sometimes they'll send you, like, the spring box, and it'll be, like, 12 products.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, a food product, a face product, a house product. Like, you know, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I know that does kind of suck if you're a cruelty-free honey. Like I said... But then you get shit like this.
And that's amazing.
So holla back, Influencer, baby.
Yeah,
and you don't
you.
Have to be an influencer, quote unquote, to get it.
No, there's a lot of women who I follow who follow me who have like 200 followers and they do
it. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with that. They just want honest, good feedback
that's
from enthusiastic
great.
Fans
that's
of
cool.
products. Yeah, so shout out to that.
Yeah, that's great.
And then, oh no, my essence is getting in my purse.
No.
And then I was going to show you, which you already know about because we played around with this on our Instagram.
Yes, I know. It's so beautiful, too.
My jade roller.
Your jade roller. How's it feel in your lace mask?
So this is yet another extra purchase that I made because of Jonathan. Because Jonathan loves his jade roller.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I want to get one. So when I was out the other day at the mall, you know I love a good mall moment.
I love a mall
I saw
moment.
This one, and this one's made of rose quartz. And I was like, a pink roller? Hunty!
You
color
need it.
Me sold.
Where'd you get it?
So it's from a company called Skin Gym Co.
Okay.
And they make rollers and lots of little facial accessories. Like you can put your creams on. They have sponges and things made out of crystals. And it was $30.
Oh.
which I realize isn't that cheap.
But it's a rose quartz? It'll last you.
Yeah, and it came with an extra little rose quartz crystal. So if you're a crystal lady, crystal honey.
Oh, this is cute. Their stuff's cute.
Are you on their Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on their Instagram.
Yeah, and they're indie. They don't have a ton of followers yet. I think they're like up and coming. So
Their rollers are beautiful.
Why not order it from them instead of Amazon from some faceless person who knows where it's coming from anyway on Amazon, you know? So shout out to Skin Gym Co. I love it. Basically, what I do is I just press my serums in with it. And like if I'm doing a face mask, which I'm doing right now, I just roll it all over my face. And
do
it's
you put
so
it in the fridge?
Cold. No, I don't have to. It's friggin' freezing.
Cold all the time, yeah.
It feels like it's made of ice.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, but I want one. I have an ice roller that I use, but...
We talked about that.
This is a smaller, more face-friendly roller.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I just like, I don't know if it's really doing
anything,
but... You
look cool right now.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I look cool with a lace mask on.
Take your face.
I look cool.
And your pink glasses and your pink roller. You look cool.
I should have gotten a pink Tossie.
Well,
I went with the leopard.
I think it offsets the pink nicely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Look, I got this too.
Yeah, I like that
bag. I'm a crazy pink lady.
I like it.
Okay, let me just go through your makeup bag for a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, this is a cute bag.
Yeah, my friend Ashley, who's a honey, she'll probably listen to this. Ashley gave it to me for my birthday, and then you'll notice there's stains on the inside because if anything is not cruelty-free or vegan and you don't want to talk about it, you can skip it.
Oh, honey. It's my pot. I do what I want. Tell me about this little Pixie product.
So that's a little Pixie. I think it's meant to be like a contour stick, but I use it as like a blush bronzer because I don't know how to contour. But mm-hmm. I like my cheeks to be bronzed from like mid under eye to like my ears. And then I put a little of whatever my lip color is on my apples.
What?
Yeah, Drew Barrymore taught me that. She likes to match her lip to her cheek, and I also really like to match my lip to my cheek. So I bronze, like, my cheek area, like, high, so mm-hmm. I look young.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever I use on my lip, I just dab a couple dots on my cheek and blend it in.
What if you're doing, like, a purple lip?
I won't do that.
Okay, you're saying if you stay in the, like, red, pink, mauve-ish.
Which is, like, this is, you've got my, like, everyday makeup there. This isn't my, like... look makeup.
Yeah.
I didn't like put any of my fun eyeshadows or lips in there really. I usually like the lips I tend to do, I have like a tomato red, I have like a red, and I have like a sort of like a crimson lip mm-hmm. that are like my standard lips.
I might try that. That's really interesting.
I just think it looks cute and it feels like it. I think that like blush is supposed to be like your natural sex flush is like what we're, mm-hmm. you know?
Like if you just had a session with a whirly dick?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get that back in again. You know what I haven't said this episode yet?
Bukkake.
You knew. Bukkake, bukkake, bukkake. I love, bukkake, bukkake, bukkake. I will bukkake, bukkake wherever he may go.
Bukkake. I tried to match them.
I'll work on that for next time.
I like it.
What's this?
That's a lip I got in Korea that I really love. It's a gel stain. It's all the rage in Korea. They're doing a thing where they put it darker in the middle of the lip and then lighter on the outside. That goes on and it looks like a cool gel lip, like a shiny lip, and it fades into a really beautiful stain, and I love it.
Is it the one where you peel it off after?
No, I tried that and I hated
it. Yeah, so tell everybody the name of this. VDIVOV.
I got it from Face Shop. Korea, and I love it.
Well, not all of us can go to Korea.
I know,
thanks.
But if you just search Korean lip gel stain, you'll get it. Now, those are vegan and cruelty free.
RMS.
RMSs, yeah.
This is a little lip to cheek. So this is, you could, like
yeah,
you said,
that's both.
Do
that's
both.
Like a corally orange.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That reminds me of one of the cloud paints.
Yeah, it's Glossier. And I had that cloud paint. The cloud paint did not work for me. I gave it away.
They have carmine in them.
Oh, yeah,
I
they
don't
do.
Get it.
All
I really
of them
don't.
Do? Oh, interesting.
They all do, yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, they didn't work for me. They just
Is this OG Red?
Yeah,
I
OG
have
red.
This.
I love that lip.
Oh, my God. So this Milk Makeup lipstick. It's a stick, not a liquid.
No.
OG Red. I have this as well.
I love it. I just blot it on for daytime, and then I put two little, and then whatever, I blot with my fingers, and I take the rest, and I just, like, put it on my cheekies.
I'm going to try that and
Drew
get back
Barrymore
to everybody.
Taught it to me.
I mean, I'm not mad at that. Also, Milk Makeup just went 100% vegan.
Oh, good
so
for them.
So we should all be buying more of their shit. It's
I
just
have
expensive.
Another thing in there from Milk that
yeah.
I... Well, I get the minis. And
yeah.
then, like, it takes me... They're so pigmented, it takes me forever to get through
yeah, them. Yeah, because I have the full size, and I don't need that.
I've, like, had that for over a year.
Yeah,
I'm
that's...
I'm supposed to probably throw it
that's
away,
great. But. They just came out with something that I want, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
It looks cute. And
this
I
is a sad you're going to see. Well, people's also also cruelty free.
I like Well People. They're a queer owned brand.
Are they? Oh, mm-hmm. I love that. That is like great. And I know it's, I'm like at the end, I'm like dipping my brush
in there. Oh, you're like Alison Beckering this.
I am. I'm like getting to the bottom of it.
Did you buy that little scoop she recommended? The Every Last Drop scoop?
I steal them from in New York. We have a place called Credo Beauty, and it's like a Sephora for all natural brands. And I steal the little spatulas from them. They have them out with like the spoolies and stuff. So I just like take
a couple.
You know,
I give you kudos for admitting that, but you just like admitted to like taking things from like a good store with morals.
Yeah, but I also buy products there. Okay. I buy my RMS from them and stuff. Yeah. I feel like if I'm going into Sephora and I'm testing, I'm using the spoolies and I'm not testing with them. I just like take two when I go in and I buy something.
You're not like grabbing a whole damn handful and putting them in your purse.
I mean, I like wash them and reuse them, but I'm probably taking like two when I go in.
I get you.
And I mean, like, I got my Well People there. My RMS is from there. Do you know Rituel de Fee? Is that vegan and cruelty free? It's this cool witchy like makeup brand.
Ooh.
It's definitely all natural. I'm gonna look up it. I bet it's vegan and cruelty free.
So this
cool.
is Well People, and the E in Well is a number three. Well People. I talked about this on my episode with Cameron Aria because it's a queer owned brand.
It's that is technically a foundation stick, but I don't ever do any full coverage anything, so I use that as a concealer.
Oh.
And I really like how bright it is.
Foundation. Oh, yeah. They're made in Austin, which is super cool. Yeah. Oh, shout out to the Austin honeys. Very cool. All right. You got this Glossier. What, do you like this or no?
Well, I've had that for forever. I use that sometimes at night, or it's supposed to be a highlighter. That's their highlighter stick.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I like that. I use that. That was like before I got that Pixie stick. That's what I was using. So I just looked that up. That is cruelty free.
It is?
Yes. Clarus is a cruelty free brand.
Oh my God. Okay. Dear Clarus. Is it Clarus or Clarus?
It's Clarus.
Clarus. And it's with a K. K-L-A-R-S. Illuminating Supple Blemish Cream. SPF 40. PA++.
It's...
Honey, what the... Do I need this?
Freaking awesome. So here's the bad thing about this. And mm-hmm. I want to say this because I know we're about inclusivity here as honeys.
Mm-hmm.
They only make that one fucking shade because
Boo.
It's Korean.
Boo.
So Rio Vieira Newton, who's like the strategist skin lady who I love. Mm-hmm. She's so cool. And I like love her cool, rich life. She's amazing. She always, and her sister's like a clothing designer and they're cool.
Yeah.
Hailey Vieira Newton. And she just put it up and was like, hey, I wasn't going to put this up because this is great for like blemished skin or, you know, skin with breakouts, but it's an awesome cream. And I'm hoping if I put it here and I call Clarus out and I say, hey, make more shades, they'll make more shades. The problem is they don't really distribute this cream to the U.S. You can only get it at Riley Rose.
Wow.
And it happens to be my shade. So like my white privilege is just screaming. But I will also put them on blast here and say, Clarus, make more shades of this so more women can fucking
wear
it.
Gosh, they need to.
Because it's so blendable. If they made maybe three more shades,
right.
they could get all skin tones because it's like so sheer. But I love that it's got that high SPF and that it's cruelty free.
That is really cool. But yeah,
I know. Make more shades.
Yes. Let's yell that out
more
from
milk.
The treetops. Okay. This is such a little tease.
Also, I did wipe it off before I came here just in case you wanted to try it.
Oh, but I have my mask.
I know,
on.
But it's a cooling water under eye. You can put it everywhere, but it's great for after workouts.
Could I put it on my clit?
Yes.
I'm trying to get every buzzword on this episode. That is nice.
Isn't it nice? I keep it in the fridge too sometimes, and it is like cool and great. It's just the cooling water stick for milk. I like if I'm out and I've like done a class or whatever, I'll like throw it. I'll just like roll it on my face to kind of cool it down before I do makeup, so I'm not like inflamed.
And again, stuff. You got the teensy.
I got the teensy. I got that in the sunshine oil together, and that's lasted me a long ass time.
Wait, so you can just buy this little tiny one?
It comes in a 2-pack with the sunshine oil that they have, the little sunshine oil roller. But yeah, it's in the mini section at Sephora.
Oh, I love that.
I do.
I've gotten
too.
A lot of things from there that I was being too cheap to
try.
Yeah,
and that's a good way to do it. Because what if you don't like it? Well, then you just return it because Sephora's return policy is good as hell.
All right. I have this too, the NYX Dewy Finish Skin.
I like the Dewy Finish.
Everybody's brought
it's
this
good.
Up on Natural.
There's a specialty thing in there that I bought after Jonathan's episode.
What is it?
It's a green. It's green. It's my little green. Isn't that bag hard to find
this?
Stuff in? Yes. I don't think YSL
is this Touchai Clot?
Yeah, that's probably not cruelty-free, right?
Not.
I know.
But you wanted a green stick.
Because I have some redness, and I had a makeup artist doing my makeup a couple weeks ago, and she used that, and I was like, And I just listened to your episode with him, and I was like, oh, the green. And she was like, yeah, you don't have a ton of red. You could probably just spot correct. So I'll look for a cruelty-free one next time.
Get Cover FX, what
That's
Jonathan recommended. Yes, it's all vegan, too.
Oh, shit.
And
okay,
they're very, very shade inclusive.
They're inclusive.
They have 40 foundation shades, just like Rihanna, just like
That's
Fenty.
That's so cool that they have so much shit in their cruelty-free and vegan.
Yeah, they're expensive, though.
Yeah, but I got the mini of the drops, the color, the highlighter drops, and I'm still not through that
and
shit.
P.S., everyone's copying them now.
Oh,
I've seen two or three fake versions.
NYX makes a fake version.
But, like, even the same packaging, like, the same bottles.
That company, Essence, makes a fake version.
Yeah, but it took them, like, a year to catch up and get it. Because, you know, they reverse engineer, which is, like, frowned down. And you can do it in China, but you can't really do it here. Yeah. But anyway, do what you gotta do, buy what you gotta buy. But shout out to Cover FX.
Shout out to Cover FX.
Okay, well, we gotta get out of here.
Should we take these off?
Yeah, let's take these off.
All right, we're taking our maskies off.
Did we get any serum on our stuff?
I'm gonna wipe off the headphones, but I think we maybe just like cleaned them.
If anything, the person who uses these headphones next
is
will
gonna have
very good
ears.
The ears will be very hydrated.
Very hydrated.
But none of mine got in the headphones, just a tiny bit got right on the pad.
Also,
so,
I'll say my lace mask is drier than I thought it would be. So I think a lot of the essence is on my face. And I'm folding it up and I'm putting it back in this bag of, oh my God, there's so much essence, Jackie. There's
Do we look really hot?
Your skin looks gorge. Your skin
Does
looks
it, or are you lying?
No, it looks glowy.
You always look good. You have such beautiful skin.
Doesn't look, I'm like asking everyone outside the booth, Jackie's skin looks good. Does mine look okay? Yeah, yours looks good.
Mm.
What do you think? I think yours looks
This lighting is not friendly shiny. To people in here.
Get my little fake Tossie off. But oh, I mean, I think that's good.
I feel really hydrated.
Mask.
Oh, we need to mist now.
Oh, I brought a mist. Did you bring your complex mist? I brought my complex mist in case you... Because I feel like I always go to your house and use your dang products.
I brought Ranavat.
Oh, okay. I'm going to mist over here. We're misting. Shout out to Nico because he was the mist king.
Tell everybody what that one is.
This is the...
I love that one too.
The Complex Afterglow Complexion Mist. And it's such a fine mist. I like sometimes get it in my lungs and I don't mind.
That one... So Complex Beauty, we've done their masks on our Instagram before. They're a very indie brand.
We're obsessed. I'm obsessed.
And they're from Dallas and they're really cute and it's woman owned and we love their products. They're thoughtful because it's a tiny little company. It's passionate women who were like, we want to do a company. And I really like feel like they're mixing them at home. Like,
the packaging is beautiful.
It's very cute.
Everything smells good. My skin always looks freaking incredible.
Your
that rose
looks
guy.
So good.
Right now, yours looks so good.
No.
These masks are good. I think the packaging on them is a little cheesy, so I was worried about them.
Yeah.
But they're good.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Complex.
Shout out to Complex.
Yeah. They made a code for the listeners. I think it's Natch.
Yeah, it is.
For 10% off.
Yeah.
They made it because of our Instagram story.
Ugh, I love
it. Or our Instagram live. So if y'all want 10% off. And I know you're like 10%. They're very indie. I'm telling you. You're supporting a dream.
They're great.
It's different from going to Sephora and buying from a faceless corporation full of suits.
They have that cute masking queen shirt.
I want it so bad. They have apparel.
I know their apparel is cute as hell.
Shout out to Complex. We got to get out of here. Tell everybody where they can find you on the internet.
You can find me at Masking for Trouble on Instagram and at I'm Lauren Adams on Twitter, although I don't tweet much, but Masking for Trouble is really where it's happening for
me. Yes, and big things are happening over at Masking for Trouble. You do a face mask almost every day, right?
I do a face mask almost every day.
And you do full reviews.
Yeah, I do video reviews now because people liked them better.
Yeah.
And it was easier for me than typing it all out on Instagram.
Right.
So
people hate to type.
It's
Carpal
hard
tunnel,
to do it on the day. And then my neck wrinkles.
Yes.
So
keep that neck tight.
If I'm doing a video, my neck is up.
When Michelle Ranavat was on here, you haven't heard this yet. It hasn't aired. She was saying that the only way to really maintain your skin is to mask.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
And, you know, which makes sense. She was like, you go to the gym to work out for your bod. You got a mask.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to mask more often.
Yeah.
I have so many masks, and I just get busy, and I forget I have them or whatever. So I'm trying to do at least one a week now.
Yeah. Your skincare routine is like your nourishment and your food. And then, the mask and, like, your jade roller are like your gym. That's your like CrossFit for your face.
I'm going to just sign up for my face Pilates class after this because I need to get that face looking cute.
Cute.
Thank you, Lauren, for coming.
I am so honored. I was so happy to come.
We have to tell everybody one thing. Cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Thank you.